This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
From the U.S. version of IFA, we're in Las Vegas this week as Into Tomorrow launches our 24th year on the air. I'm Dave Graveline.
This Into Tomorrow special is brought to you in part by HP, technology fueling modern lifestyles, changing the ways people live, work, and play. Visit HP.com. By IFA Next 2019, cutting-edge technology by startups, grown-ups, and leading industry giants, where consumer tech meets innovation. It's IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by OWC Digital, providing super-fast SSDs for photographers and videographers. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
How about drones made easy to fly and to use and to take your pictures and your videos and all the fun stuff? Well, our next guest does exactly that. He's from AEE USA, AEE Technologies. The Chief Marketing Officer is Mike Kahn. Mike, welcome back Into Tomorrow. It's been a while, but it's always fun to have you on over the years.
Absolutely.
Doing different things with different companies.
We were into yesterday with CES 5-6 years ago. We always see each other.
That's true.
And here we are again, but now we're into tomorrow.
Very good.
Yes.
And these last several years, you've been very drone intensive. And
very drone. We know me. I'm a camera guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I came out of the camera industry.
Yeah.
Well, what is more fun than cameras that fly? I can't think of anything. It is so cool to be able to take pictures from a different perspective. And really, that's all it is. It's kind of like this aerial tripod.
Yeah.
And we have drones that come in all shapes and sizes and flavors. The challenge has always been, how do you make them easier? Exactly like you just said. Because everybody wants to be included, and we're all about being inclusive.
Oh, sure.
So we start our lineup with a cool little drone called the AEE Selfly. The AEE Selfly really answers the question, what happens when your arm just is not long enough to get that selfie? And think about family and friends on a picnic.
Yeah.
Maybe you got 5, 6, maybe you got 12 people.
Yeah, it's more than just a selfie. You want to take a group.
Well, what if I told you we could give you a selfie stick that was virtual and it was 45 feet long? That's what we're doing with this little drone. And we recognize the fact that, you know what? Flying a drone, not necessarily the easiest thing to do. People aren't used to it. So we put facial recognition in this drone and gesture control. You put it up, it recognizes you, follows you around. You get everybody in the group shot. You raise your hand. That signals to the drone that you're ready to take a selfie. You lower your hand. 3 seconds later on the self timer, you got a great photo that you can share on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
I'm loving it. And
it shoots high-definition video as well if you want to take video instead of just having a still photo.
Yeah, maybe shoot around the picnic you're having and then share it and have fun with that.
Walk around with it. Have it follow you.
I'm loving it.
It's
I love
your own personal photographer.
Yes, I love on the box it says AEE Selfly. Unleash your camera.
Unleash it.
Even just saying that kind of gives everybody an idea that you can have fun with these things. And a little selfie camera, imagine it just in the size of a small cell phone case.
That's right.
Imagine your smartphone in a case. It's that small.
Well, I'm glad you said that because we really stepped up our game. We recognize the fact that, you know what, you can slip it in your pocket and carry it, but then you have to carry two things, your smartphone and the drone case.
Yeah.
What if we were able to make a case that actually replaced your smartphone case and this little drone pop right onto it, kind of like a little hitchhiker? We do that too. It's an accessory for this product. It's about $10. So the drone is only $99, and for $10 more, you can get a case that works with your iPhone or your Android. You name it, we got the case for it.
And it's always with you. So at a moment's notice, when you'd least expect it, you can say, wait a minute, I got this picture. You know, you're with a group of friends having a good old time, and you say, hey, what? Just watch this.
Exactly.
Impress your friends and neighbors and just have a good time.
And capture those moments and share them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the key. You know, it's all about sharing those precious images.
And I'm going to wrestle one from Mike to give away to some lucky listener when we get back to Miami in our studios.
We are excited about it. You won't have to wrestle hard. You have me at hello.
Very cool. Now, tell me a little bit about the Mach 1, too. Flight has never been so easy with this drone.
Yeah. So
a little larger.
We work with an American-based company, Qualcomm. They put a lot of great technology
in.
Almost every smartphone has Qualcomm technology in it.
Yeah.
Qualcomm has taken that technology and they ported it into drones. They call it Qualcomm Flight. We have Qualcomm Flight in this drone that allows it to fly very stably, very clearly. This is more of a conventional, call it like a mini racing drone.
Okay.
You can race around the park with it. You can fly several hundred feet away from you. This is more of a traditional drone, a hobbyist drone.
Yeah. Wow. And you won't lose it, hopefully. It's going to come back. Does it have like a home button or something?
It does.
Really?
In fact,
okay.
It has an emergency home button. It'll come right back to you.
So if it's starting to get a little out of sight, which it should never if you're flying
drones,
right.
you're
part
of
the law.
You got to see it. You can't go beyond visual line of sight.
Exactly. But you never know. Something might happen. It's like, oh, my gosh, the sun popped out and I can't see it suddenly.
That's right.
Then hit that button, get it home.
It's smart enough to know even if its battery is getting out of range and
to come home.
It'll come home.
I'm loving that. And of course, the Sailfly you mentioned available now.
Available now.
And for $99.
$99. The
Mach 1 has been out.
Been out. Exactly correct. We just got done a really nice Christmas with it. Available over at Best Buy. Best Buy did a great job with it. It's $299, a little bit more of a step up from the $99, but now you're looking at a drone that is more of a classic kind of drone.
Well,
but
exactly.
It still fits in the palm of your hand.
A Sony HQ image sensor, for example.
Yeah. Nice camera inside it.
Yeah, a few hundred feet range.
My old friends at Sony.
Yeah, exactly. We had you on the show back then, in those days, too. I like the feature of quiet, neighborhood-friendly props.
You know, we discovered that one of the ways, when we're interviewing people about having drones, and we talk to what is their concerns about it. They give their drones to family and friends, kids. They play with them in the backyard.
Yeah.
Maybe the neighbor gets nervous about the buzzing sound. So we really did a great job creating this. If you're more than 50 feet away, you can't hear the drone.
Nice.
Which could be a danger.
And that's also true. Or, yeah, maybe neighborhood quiet friendly, but you can sneak up on your best friend.
Fly it under the rules.
There you go. Back to fly. You see, you got the big picture. Love it. And you want to check out some of the other cool things they are doing and everything that Mike and his team are up to at AEEUSA.com. And I'm going to bet that AEE must stand for something.
It does. Ace Electrical.
Oh, okay.
That's where the AE comes from.
Gotcha.
You would think it would be Aerial Electronics, but no, it's actually Ace.
Well, I think being the CMO, you should change that now.
As you
head back to your home office, then it's like, you know what? It's time.
Well, we're thinking about maybe Into Tomorrow drones.
Oh,
what do you think? It's got a bit of a rim.
I like it. But then you have to put our logo on them.
Absolutely. In your face.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that to the drone. But the logo, we'll talk. There you go. I love it. Mike Kahn, the Chief Marketing Officer for AEEUSA.com. Do check them out. Some lucky listener is going to win not only one of the Sailflies, some other lucky listener is going to win one of the AEE Mach 1s. And we're bringing them back. We twisted his arm enough, and we're bringing him back with us, along with some other goodies from some sponsors, guests from the show that are helping out and saying, oh, my gosh, share this with your audience. We're doing just that. Do check them out. We'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Mike, always a delight to chat with you. Keep making fun stuff. We'll keep talking about it.
We sure will. Thanks, Dave.
Our pleasure. Again, intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Our 24th year launch from here at this big consumer electronics show in Vegas. And this evening, as we're recording a whole bunch from the Showstoppers press event, another very cool after-hours event where us media folk get to hang out and meet folks like Mike again and see what they are showing. Intotomorrow.com, back with more on the Advanced Media Network.